walk fast so he doesn't get a chance.
There he is.
He's been tested beyond whatever the Vatican would expect of him.
May I date the date?
He feels like he's spent, you know, 2 or 3 weeks now in the middle of the Vatican. It could not be any more confusing.
This is August 28th, 1994.
Hi, he did a good job. We're proud of him. I don't know whether to talk first and then let Ed have the floor.
You better talk first.
What you're going to find is that no matter what he thinks he's going to get up and complain about, what he's going to tell you is that he saw God in action. Sure. That it went exactly like God said it would go. And I'm the messenger, so I know. You ones don't have any idea from your vantage point what goes on. And I can recognize the fact that you're trying very hard to meet needs, obligations, responsibility, etc. And when I write on these subjects, it sounds as if I'm giving you a bad time. No, it is just that this is not a church, this is not a cult, and you must grow beyond kindergarten in this school. One's effort to either maintain privacy or tell too much or be selective or be protective or whatever the conscious reasoning is, you forget that God has a plan, and there's not going to be almost anyone, most especially the adversarial forces, that are going to get in the way. They may just get in your way of one side and down the other. And very often while you're trying to clear the pathway, you're only making it worse and delaying. So we're going to ask him to share with us in a minute, but I wanted to cover one or two things first. It may well be that even these kinds of meetings get to be less and less. Dorma and EJ went through the pits of hell on Friday. In retrospect now, it's amusing, funny, and so forth with US&P. I have no squawk with US&P. I have no squawk with Timothy Binder, president of US&P. I certainly have no exception to be taken with Timothy Buchanan, the attorney who took on the task of defense or aggressive claimant represented as his clients. You cannot possibly, as an attorney, and I almost slipped and said lawyer, a lawyer is one who studies and practices to the best of his ability at law. An attorney is one who uses case study to win a suit, right or wrong. Truth has no object. Fairness and justice has no object, but you are an attorney and club member. You are not licensed by anything remotely considered a board of quality. So don't for one minute think that I misunderstand. But it's very difficult to see your children spread before you, being drawn and quartered, your truth being slashed and bashed and buried. It's a very painful experience, and yet it needs to go on, precious ones, until you get the right lawyers gathered together to represent you, and you're never going to do that, are you, until there are funds enough to be able to support them. They may tell you later, oh, well, I just couldn't wait to get into this case. BS, you couldn't. The first thing you always say is, my fee is, and when do I get it? So recognizing all of the problems that Earth man faces in any given situation, we play within that circumstance. And absolutely pray that ones accepting responsibility to assist are on their toes. And Karen was on her toes this time. Because we could start this deposition off on our terms. Now, how could that be? That it could be switched over from interrogation in hell into having to observe some critical point of niceness, of which this gentleman would like to be anyway. There's a great deal of friendliness now being expressed in attitudes back and forth.
This is Binder. Buchanan.
Yes, but what happened the day before when Terry Gross, our attorney, came down to get acquainted. I met with him all the way from Bakersfield. We have a quite flexible young man here, willing to fight a case on its merits instead of far out space entities. We understood each other quite well. I offered to make myself available at the deposition. He suggested we hold me as a surprise for the trial. So I think we understand each other pretty well. And he could legitimately go in there and say, well, you know, my clients are really nuts and they don't have anything. What are you doing? Well, with the second question can come, there is something very strange about your questions that you have asked in discovery. And basically, I'm going to shorten this down. Since the last deposition taken by you, Mr. Buchanan, was circulated by one George Green, not even a party to this suit, prior to the document even making it for corrections to the Eckers, I'm going to ask for privilege information that you hold the release of this document until it is finished. Well, I can't do that. I have to let my client know. Well, then I don't see how we can go further than this. Well, I'm not going to ask those other questions that you think I'm going to ask on G96 or some blame fool thing. You know, you speak in code so nobody knows what you're talking about. That means business. Whatever the number is, I've got it wrong, so. Now, I'm not going to talk about that. Now, he had also said, I will be very, very short with Mrs. Ecker, and I may go into depth with Mr. Ecker. Well, Mr. Ecker doesn't know anything except business. So how are you going to meet what you just said versus what you said over the phone to attorneys versus what was entered in the court pleadings? Well, now you've got three sets of inputs. What are you going to do at this table? So Dorma had 6 full hours, and then they were out of time, so EJ had 20 minutes. It's all right. Do you understand? It's all right. Because in the digging around, guess what was found? The set of questions, verbatim to the errors in date and punctuation, were listed in George Green's documents and verbatim in Mr. Buchanan's documents from Mr. Binder. Right down all the way through the set of questions and demands. I know that it's just a coincidence, but let's understand right up front that we are not fools. Spiritual nuts may be fools, no. Everyone has an opportunity to do and be whatever they choose to do and be. Wherever they choose to be it or do it, as far as I am concerned. I don't think that will pass with the laws coming down against you. At any rate, we move more and more rapidly into another segment of experience. I'm not going to ask Dorma, for instance, to continue taking this kind of political and earthbound abuse. Every one of you who have had access to those banned books should have read them. Toward the end of the interrogation and in a little break, this was the first time Dorma had opened those books. And interestingly enough, she has been accused of total plagiarism from one opening paragraph to the very last of at least four books. And guess what? The very first thing he had her look at was Druthea's receiving from Sananda. I didn't do that, sir. Well, isn't this your... No, sir. Well, who is this then? Mrs. Green. I have no further comment about it. I think that it is beautiful, beautiful writing. But there's some of those passages from Sananda, especially in those four books, that have nothing to do with anything remotely related to any physical writings on your place. And they're being kept from you in all their beauty and all their truth and all their instruction. And yet I wonder, had this not happened, how many would have ever bothered to be curious enough to try to find out what they are. And so Dorma says to the fellow taking down, that's exactly what I do. That is exactly what I do. Exactly what this man, Ed, is doing there at the end of the table, sitting there, putting into his little recording device whatever's being said in this room. And Norma doesn't even have time to read it. So she looked at her babies for the first time when they're shoved under her nose. And I want to tell you, there was stunned silence from her, which is something to behold. And she said, my God, this is the most incredible thing I've ever looked at. And later she said, you know, for us to sit here arguing and quarreling over these books, why are we not reading them? Mr. Buchanan, you should read them. We don't need them. We needed them for this lesson. All of you are waiting for Sir Saint Germain to come save something. He isn't going to save anything this go around, you turkeys. Waddle, 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 gobble, gobble. Is he, Rick?
Apparently not.
Well, it ain't Ron Jackson, so everybody can quit riding him. You will find that the master teachers know exactly what they're doing in teaching you. And Germain will go all the way around the Cape Horn of Africa to make you learn. He orchestrated, for goodness sakes, the French Revolution, one of the bloodiest cotton-picking battles you've ever had. And whoever disagreed, lop off their heads. But I'm not going to give you a lecture on the French Revolution or Germain today. He is one of the finest Professor Cohans you will ever encounter. He is a master teacher, and if you don't learn your lessons, you're going to flunk kindergarten. And it doesn't matter, really, who he is represented by. You just better know the players now and get on with seeing the game. And you're going to have to go through these things to find your attorneys, find your lawyers, find your contract lawyers, find your motion picture lawyers, because you're going to have to be working within the system for a while longer. And you're going to have to do it my way if you're going to be in my mission. Because that's all I have here. I appreciate your coming to hear the lecture. I would be making it to Overly alone, and he would be really, you know, he probably wouldn't be able to sleep. Ours is nothing like you have ever experienced. And almost nothing of what you thought you were about is going to take place here. If you thought it was going to be some spiritual escapade, spiritual truth is what it is. You must reclaim on the basis of honest spiritual truth. That means you've got to learn your enemies. And most of the time, you're going to have to learn that it is you. Who gets in your way? You. We were here minding our very own business in the basement. I don't need anyone to come run it for me. I need helpers so that we together can maybe accomplish something. But you insist upon hanging on to the old concepts that were and are wrong. It's why you're in such a mess. Now, things just flat were not being structured properly. And where you ones, especially you ones who have been in the clandestine forces or intelligence special forces, should know this. Everything in your world is tapped, copied. There isn't the slightest little note you jot. So you may as well stop it. Information came back now 3 times from Austria. It will happen when you stop this. And maybe Gunther can regain some sanity. Do not think I'm blaming anyone for his insanity. But you see, he cannot visualize the beauty of Austria, which he will be the monarch. Now, is that a butterfly or a king? Right now, I want to tell you, it is the pits. He doesn't appreciate the golden chandelier with the crystals. He swings from it. And he gathers up everything in his life that can drive him totally insane. Why? Because without their knowing it, they are manipulated themselves, and they are his, quote, handlers. and to stop him from making dastardly errors, all those others in control have to make it very hard for him. All right, Ed, if there's anything left I haven't said, you're welcome to the floor. We're happy to have you back, brother, and I know you're glad to be.
I'm very happy to...
Can you hear me?
Very good. I am very happy to be here and pronounced sane.
Did I go that far? Oh, dear.
I have been dealing with insanity now for 3 weeks. And I am not going to make a speech, but I am going to make a few little simple announcements. Pardon me.
He even had to deal with PMS.
Got a frog in my throat. Just wonder I got anything in my throat. Number one, no matter what you have heard, any of you, since I left, and that you think you know, you don't. P-E-R-I-O-D.
That's period.
Not going to tell you about it. Not going to make a stupid, jerky, asshole fool out of myself again. But any one of you individuals here in this room, if you want the story and you will keep it confidential, I'll take you on individually and privately in the little editorial office. I'll be there from about 9 till nobody shows up.
He ends in confession. But he may have to charge because he's, you know.
Yeah, that comes next.
Go prepared.
I was swindled out of $12,500. It's on my credit card. Don't ever trust your friends. They are something to deal with. I would just throw this out to all of you. If anybody can loan me $12,500, I'll pay you back in about a year, because 20% interest starts on the 1st of September. Yeah, I don't know why you would trust a stupid jerk like me who just got conned for 12 grand and hope you would get it back, but there may be somebody out there just like me. Good. That was the second announcement. That was what it cost. And just plain old money. To repeat the first one, really and truly now, whatever you have heard, discount it 100%. Don't believe it. It's not true. It's a big lie. If you want the truth, come see me.
Everyone, I'm here present. Commander, I don't know how long you have. We'll let you have the floor.
Just a couple of minutes, and I'm sorry to have interrupted.
No.
I spoke to Rick this morning, and because of the mail that I'm receiving, I mentioned to Rick, pertaining my conversation pertaining to Germaine, and...
It is not going to be Germaine that you go much further with this.
Pardon me?
Well, I don't think we need the input that you're probably considering announcing to the world right here.
Yes. I mentioned to Rick that Germaine is Alan Greenspan. Rick knows my feelings about Germaine. I've never liked him. I never got along with him and probably will never get along with him. However, I needed to dispel the rumors and so on that I'm receiving from the readers, and I felt that it would be best to do it in this format in the event that I couldn't get through, and I was just lucky. I only have a few minutes, so If people would stop and think about what I said, they'll understand my feelings and possibly begin to understand what is truly going on. And I hope that I have been of some help to everybody. And I hope this information is useful. And that's about all I have time to say for. Like I said, I'm very restricted. I got in between two other calls.
Well, we love you, and that's all you need to know.
I did want to check and see how things were going in beautiful downtown Tehachapi.
Well,
so, everybody, I love y'all, and have a good meeting, and I wish I was there, and I may be there next week or in a couple of weeks.
Yes.
Sure.
That'd be great.
So, have a good one, everybody, and I'll talk to you later.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling.
Salud.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
He was just going to tell that, wasn't he?
Yes, I'll add one more thing. Put out. When I left here, I was a nice kid. Trusting. Anybody want to do anything, fine by me. This organization wanted a patsy, I would be happy to be the patsy. If this one wanted something else, yeah, because I knew it would all work out, and I knew that Father Eitan would take care of it in time. But with the master teacher that I had this month, this has all changed. I'm going to be a tough son of a bitch. I'm going to face everything as it comes up. I'm going to say it just the way that I think, in integrity and in honesty and in responsibility and in maturity, I think it ought to be handled. I don't care whether anybody agrees with me or doesn't agree with me. I am going to be that way. Spent $12,500 to learn this lesson, and I think I've learned it pretty well. Now I test myself to see if I have. End of statements. The offer is still open if any of you individuals want to have it out with me or find out what I got to say.
He had a bad time. I don't know why he didn't just tell it like he felt. I know he was promised great and wondrous rewards and waltzes by Johann Strauss. It rarely ever works out as the mind thinks it will. And the soul cries out for good grief. Could not ones just tell the flippin' truth? That's what is so insulting to one's own ego, which is not too bad to get rid of. You see, it's embarrassing to come back not only, quote, empty-handed, but feeling like a fool. No, Ed. No. To be a fool, one has to accept that burden. And I just heard you accept it, and I object to it. You did what you were asked to do, and you delivered what I asked you to deliver. And you did it under the most intensely negative circumstances that anyone could have. And to this moment, you're not going to know what is truth and what is false until things began to unfold. And God does not let his people pay, at least not forever. the reward for service beyond the call of duty, and there was no other one here that could do it. Not one. The strength of your own souls are being tested. And they're being tested at the highest level of testing, and that is against money. And it also proves that it doesn't matter how blame many years you've got piled up. You have to, number one, put conditions on that unconditional love. And you finally have to put your foot down and say no more. And when you do that in the name of God, it begins at least to stop. If you just hold in there. Dorma equated it to an exorcism, and I think, Father, you will understand that better than anything I can express. You can feel and see the evil. Come on, let's have a drink, brother. They're just picking at you, and you're king of the world now. Let's just have a little cold beer or a little snort. And then you have been had. It's all downhill from there because you get stupid and childish and idiotic. And that adversary will test you, man, and I'm telling you, he'll test the priest and the cross to his dying breath. That's what he's for. And as he leaves, he will spit in your face. And the human being between him and you is unimportant. All he wants you to do is blame the little human being in between him and you will have lost it. Well, Ed didn't lose it, and he stayed until he literally had permission to come home, and then he got home fast as he could. But a lot of things, Ed, you have to understand, had to come to the surface. And these players make themselves known. And I think you're going to end up pleased at the way this is going to go. You have to get rid of the garbage before you can find the foundation that you think you're building on. And where you have the advantage, if you have stuck in here these 5 to 7 years, is you have the foundation under that garbage that makes it exactly what it is, trash in the path. But you're going to have to do your homework. They will never leave you alone. And I listened to John here saying, how could this happen with Kennedy? And oh, why didn't we? That was written verbatim almost in Spacegate. Remember these slimy little pukes? You're going to have to read the journals and study. I cannot do it for you. It will not just shower on you. And yet, if you didn't read it now, be stunned if you wish. God has made sure that you have it, the ammunition you need. And he's not going to give you his wealth until you can handle it. I can promise you. Never. And it will be set up the way that it can be handled properly. And other excess can be handled any way anyone wants to. But commitments will be met directly according to the way I have studied and pounded and shown you. just isn't going to happen any other way. It just is not going to happen any other way. It may happen other ways in addition to, but you're being put through your exercises. Read today's, please, EJ. Maybe I would like for Brent to do something. Grace Bonifilio, I won't go into where she is. I want to mention her name because this is all about Grace. And this little front says, when the cross is heavy, the Lord always gives the grace to carry it. And I would like for Brent, please, to read that.
August 10th, 1994. As I look out over the bay and beyond at the ocean, it is so beautiful as the water meets the sky. It is hard to tell where one ends and the other begins. It is overcast, and the water and sky are the same blend of blue, gray, and pink. Out there in the vast ocean of space and sky, how can we know for sure whether we live or die? Are we deep inside the womb of Mother Earth, or are we on the surface hanging there, ever so, ever so? Are we like fish swimming in the atmosphere, breathing for us all the while? Our mother, loving us, holding us, close to her, lest we fall. Down, down into the pit, bottomless, endless, a deep black hole. How blessed are we that Father loves us, for he provides all our every need. We need do nothing but only be. For of ourselves we flounder helplessly. How vast the sky, how awesome and benign, yet there 'twill be for all the time. My heart is one with the beat of the sun. I am not alone in this wondrous universe, for I can feel the presence and the love emanating from above, from within, all around. Impossible to tell where I begin and Father ends, for we are one.
Thank you.
Do you wish me to read?
Yes, it's your turn.
Sunday, August 28, 1994. Out of the closets. Friends, you are going to have to consider what you do, think, and upon that which you focus. For example, you should be efforting to understand your possible purpose and participation in this wondrous play. Ron Jackson is barraged with a deluge of mail and inquiries as to him being germane. And Commander hinted at that. What are you doing? What difference does it make who is germane expressing as? Yes, it does matter, but not because of germane. Ron Jackson is not germane. As a matter of fact, Ron Jackson knows exactly who is in point here and can't stand the person. Is the person in point bad? No, just a whole lot of evil. This group of good buddies think they know exactly how the world should be run for your own good. How do they do it? Through control of every asset you have. Freedom, money, religion, and thus and so. You will not like Germain in the category of which you search for him. You are searching for the ideal idea of an ascended master, teacher of godliness. Was he ever? How do you know? Godfrey King told you so? Claire Prophet told you so? For goodness sakes, if we may use a slang term, Germain orchestrated and precipitated the bloodiest confrontation of your history, the French Revolution. He is convinced that through controlling all the wealth, money of the world, and utilizing great usury, you can herd the people. He is both practical, and of reasonably good intent. I think I better turn my tape. In his desire for you to become informed and able to trust his own judgment, he manipulates and pulls puppet strings, yours among them. We are not speaking here of the holy aspects of one Saint Germain. You have so much to learn, students, about universal classrooms and God. Being a master teacher, Kohan, does not mean being a robed entity carrying the answers to the world's physical problems. Population control, economic management, and so on. Sometimes the examples and lessons are offered in the negative example of wrong handling to see if anyone out there is alive, well, thinking or dead. We might find most to be dead. You expect what you have been told to expect, no more and no less, and the master teachers will not present in such foolish manner. I watch you turning Ron Jackson into some kind of a guru or know-it-all. He will tell you he knows a lot, not all. You are further turning this committee of 16 into some type of savior, one way or another group. No, they are not. If you allow such distraction, you will lose a whole big bunch. They do their jobs well. And the assumption is always that mankind, masses, cannot attend themselves. And with the brain-dead training, at this point it appears to be certainly so. Do you want this? Do you want Cato of O.J. Simpson controlling your very existence? How about Woody Allen? Try Bubba Snorty Clinton. Actually, Bubba is probably the one who started with the most idealistic, honorable intent. Check that tape again.